Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Thank you for hanging out with us. What game-changing information has a significant other all of a sudden dropped on you out of left field? You're like, kill me? They just totally change your perspective on who this person is. We've all been there. You're dating somebody. You're like, oh my gosh, this might be the one. And then, bam, that information comes out about their past or current situation. You're just like, really? Why did you have to tell me? Just keep lying to me.
Right, keep the illusion going.
Keep it alive. Let me know after we get engaged and married. No, just playing. Hit us up, 877-971-HITS, 877-971-4487. For me, I've shared this with you guys. One of my ex-girlfriends, I found out, she like one day just revealed, oh yeah, by the way, I told you what my dad does for a living, right? And I was like, no. You just know he's a big, tall, white dude, and he's got a shaved head. Pretty scary already. It's like, oh yeah. He's an undercover immigration and narcotics officer.
Like, yeah, I'm probably going to bounce.
I'm like, all right, tight. He's La Migra. I'm like, do you really love me here? Are we really dating or is this a sting operation? What's going on? And like, I had to bounce. I wasn't going to be responsible for my family, you know? So that was awkward right there. It just happened to DJ Majestic recently. And we're going to bring over to the mic. What's up, Majestic?
What's up, guys?
So you've been on this journey. You met an amazing woman. Her name is Jamie.
Yes.
You met her in Koreatown,
mm-hmm.
And we're really rooting for her and you, man. You guys are awesome.
Thank you, guys.
But just this weekend,
yeah,
she found out some shocking things about your past, and it potentially could be a game changer.
Yeah, it's a minor setback because she's been asking
it's a minor setback.
All types of questions since then. So we were just hanging out, as we regularly do over the weekend, and she noticed some scars on my hand that are in the shape of like little balls, and they go in like a triangle on my right hand, right? And she asked, what are those? Because she never noticed them before.
Mi vida loca or what?
Sort of, because they were BB gun shots from a gang initiation I had. Back
what?
In the day.
Why?
What?
Yeah.
Who are you?
Did anybody check this guy's background before we hired him?
He like, came with you, on? Bro.
Oh, yeah. He's my friend, huh? He's my friend. My bad.
Edgar brought me in.
I hope my ex-girlfriend's dad's not listening.
Yeah. No, so she was definitely shocked. I mean, and this was like 15, 20 years back in Jersey City where I grew up. And we're all like street kids running around. And we didn't do anything bad. It was just something that we did. We were dumb kids. Yeah, she just kept starting to ask questions after that. Like, oh, what else type of things have you done in the past?
Oh,
and she was like, is that why you always wear denim and Mandarin collars?
Still in the gang.
Yeah, like it's our gang like culture.
Yeah.
I would say the funniest part about the BB gun thing is like, that's the most childish gang initiation I've ever heard in my life.
That's
it's
what
like,
I'm saying.
Yo, BB gun shots in the hand. Can you take it?
Is that what
can you take
yeah,
it?
Yeah, kind of walk us through that. I'm curious.
I mean, and we were just on a doorstep and all of us kind of did it. There were five of us. And
they were bumping this, by the way.
Yeah, we had this music playing in the background. And, I mean, it's BB guns. They're small, but they definitely hurt, and they definitely bled our hands.
The BB gang, bro.
But all we did was kind of, like, play video games and chill at our friends' houses. So
after their hands recovered.
It was kind of weird.
They played video games.
Yeah, so
is this after or before you revealed your real age to her?
This is
Oh, shoot.
Wow, thank God that happened already, because that would be a real, you know, put him on blast on the air right now.
She took the age part okay. I'm about 10 years older than her. She took the age part okay, but the BB gun thing she's a little bit worried about still.
And, and you could tell the age situation, because they came over to my house this weekend. We're hanging out watching the fight. Brian Ortega, man, I love that guy. Tough, rough night for him, but love him. Anyways, it was like 11 o'clock at night. We're all ready to pass out. Majestic is like tired. He was playing with my daughter all night. And then Jamie was like, where are we going to go from here?
Come on, let's hit the dance club.
My friends are hitting me up. There's a club. There's a bar. This and that. And Majestic's like, I ain't trying to do all that.
Exactly. She's in her mid-20s, and I don't have the metabolism I used to have or the energy level that I used to have, so it's different.
It's a wrap, yo.
But so far right now, you're still together.
Yeah, we didn't stop dating. I just know she's probably doing background checks and things like that on me.
Maybe you got to initiate her. Maybe she feels left out right now.
Maybe.
Get that Red Ryder out, man.
Yeah.
With a Nerf gun, not BB gun. Can't wait to hear your stories. We also got Brian and Chelsea going to reveal theirs. 877-971-HITS. So what are our texts saying, Brian?
We got a couple couple great ones, man. Christina from Whittier. He used to be a stripper.
She's like, it all makes sense now.
God, I thought he was a hell of a dancer, man. She said, I love him, but I don't know if I can look at him the same. It was years ago. He was a stripper. He said he had a no-touching rule. Sure. it was good money. But I had no idea until a couple weeks ago. That is funny, though. You look at him, you're like, really, you?
Well, you know what? Channing Tatum was a stripper.
That's right.
And I would date Channing Tatum.
Well, I think the thing is if they still maintain the stripper body. Because if you look back and you're like, wait, you were not a stripper.
Yeah,
really? Yes. What happened? Did you hit hard times? Let yourself go?
Because you meet a lot of people that used to be in shape.
Mm-hmm. Like, really? He has to do sit-ups. The other one from the 909, he had a secret baby. That'll be it. That'll do it.
Well, then there's that. By the way, did I ever tell you I'm a father? I'm dead.
Oh, whoopsie.
Got a child.
Couple years in. Oh, sorry.
We're going to get to Brian and Chelsea's game-changing information. But first, let's go to the phone lines. Nina from Panorama. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nina, what was some game-changing information that a significant other dropped on you?
So he told me that he watched porn once in his living room and got caught by his mom. It was crazy because why would he watch it in the living room, you know?
I was going to say
that. It's more about her, the location of where you watch it, not that he necessarily watched
You know your mom is home. You're not going to chill in the living room with some
hot-flavored
Cheetos beside you watching porn.
Just to play devil's advocate here, have you ever seen porn on a main TV with a surround sound system? Like, it's pretty dope. Like, it's a real experience.
What made it even more funny was that we just set up our TV with, like, the cable yesterday, and then I looked at him, and I was like, please don't watch porn in my living room. Mm-hmm. And he said, no, I'll wait till everybody goes to sleep.
Oh, my God. Are you like one of those people that feel like your TV will be forever tainted? Because my mom busted my little brother watching like adult stuff on a computer, and then she threw the computer away.
Forever.
I set up the parent control on that.
For him? That's so embarrassing.
Nina, love you, girl. Thank you for calling in and sharing. Happy holidays.
All right, for sure. Thanks.
Mary from Inglewood, up to no good. Good morning.
Good morning.
What was that game-changing information that a significant other dropped on you?
Well, I was dating a man that had two kids, and we were going out, having fun. And all of a sudden, he said, look, I've been spending a lot of money on this relationship, and I can't afford a housekeeper anymore, so I need for you to start, you know, cooking and cleaning. And look, this is how you clean. Let me show you. He was real particular about how he wanted his house and his bathroom scrubbed. And
you're like, yo, you're doing a pretty good job. Keep it up.
Yeah.
Back then I said, oh, no, I'm going to be his housekeeper?
Hell no.
And he was like real particular how he wanted stuff. I was like, oh, no.
That fool said, listen, this relationship is costing me a lot of money. This guy, get out of here, bro.
Yeah. No, just do it yourself, bro.
Marion, how you doing nowadays?
I'm doing good. I mean, I love to clean.
No, like in your love life.
Like I started a whole business about it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm married. I have two kids.
Aww. I'm glad things are great for you now in your love life. You're married, you have a family. I just want to wish you a happy holidays. Thank you for listening and calling in.
Sure, thanks.
No manches, bro. Homeboy wanted a housekeeper. Hell no. Brian, I'm sure either a girl has dropped some crazy information on you or vice versa, bro. Which one are you going to go with?
I was dating this girl in Seattle like 10 years ago. Just out of college, and I was dating this girl named Talia, and she's Israeli, right?
Ooh.
And yeah, it was like super interesting, all these cool stories. And one night she told me that she used to be in the Israeli military, which I was like, dope. But then she told me that one night she got a little bit tipsy and told me that she was an assassin in the Israeli military.
What?
An assassin. And then I asked her, I was like, what, do you just snipe people up? She's like, I never used guns. I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Like, she was like an Israeli killer.
Liam Neeson.
Yeah, she was like, like snapping necks and using knives and stuff. And then she said, I'm like, are you still in? And she's like, well, kind of where I got to, you're always kind of still in.
Oh, shit.
Right? And then check this out. Like, a month later, she just vanished, off of Facebook and just took off. So I feel like she got recalled back to Israel and they sent her on a mission or something.
Yeah.
So either she was lying and it was the greatest ghosting job ever, or not. But I remember looking at her, like, that night afterwards, I was like, you can kill people with your bare hands and just never looking at her the same way.
Or it was, like, jokes on you and she's like, don't ever cheat on me. Because that was her warning to you.
Either way,
you
know? I looked at her and every time I saw her hands, I was like, you've choked someone with those.
That just blew DJ Majestic's revealing information out of the water.
Yeah.
He revealed to his girl he's dating that he was in a BB gun game.
That's true.
The Red Riders.
When he was a kid.
Jersey City Red Riders.
Chels, what about you?
So I was dating this this guy in college, and he casually dropped...
What was his name? I love the names of the guys you date.
Greg.
Yeah. such a Michigan name.
Definitely dated Greg.
So I was dating him, and he casually dropped that he was like the bully in elementary school, middle school, and he was always getting suspended for like starting fights. Right. And like he was just like telling me stories about just being a mean kid.
Yeah.
And I was bullied as a kid too, you know? Right. Like a lot of us have those stories. So like instantly I was mad. Like I was like, what'd they do to you? And then in my head, I'm like, well, if we have kids, like our kid could be the bully. I will not raise a bully. And I just got so like angry about
Game
it. I'm like, I don't want to be with someone who like, I don't know, I feel like those are your true colors. And he was like, well, you know, I mean, that was my past and this and that. I'm like, no, but it's very telling of who you are.
She looked back and immediately realized why Greg wanted to beer bong on your first date. Like, come on, Chelsea, let's do it. Push-up contest.
What? You can't do it? You can't hang?
Cake stands.
So did you end things right after that or a little bit later?
Pretty soon after.
Yeah? What was the reason why you guys ended?
He gave her a noogie in bed.
I mean, it was just a very young relationship. It was a young relationship. Yeah. It needed to end. But that was just one of the many things that were telling of him. Yeah.
I imagine every kid that's a bully has a chipped tooth for some reason. I don't know why. Like, you know what I'm saying? And just imagine Greg. Did he have a chipped tooth?
He did not.
All right, cool.
But, you know.
Yeah. All right, fantastic. Well, there you go, guys. Game-changing information. We're still rooting for DJ Majestic after he revealed to his girl that he was in a BB gun gang as a kid, and we're still hoping, hopefully, she gets over that, Majestic.
I'm just going to tell her all of these stories. I don't look as bad.
Yeah, there you go. 97.1
AM Radio. Commercial-free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.